there, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Bites of Spam. This is episode 4, I believe. And this week, I want to branch out into something a little bit different. I don't think I've attempted to do this with Spam Humbug before. Definitely haven't attempted to do it with Bites of Spam. That is a hardware review. I want to talk about a little laptop that has enabled so much of the content and podcasts that have been published to the Ultima Codex over the last few months. Also, just want to say that it's a little bit late into 2019, February now, but we are resuming regular full-length Spam Humbug recordings. At least I hope they'll be regular. We're doing the first one tomorrow night. It's Thursday night as I'm recording this, so Friday night we'll be recording the first full-length Spam Humbug episode of the year, and then hopefully I can keep up a regular cadence of recordings thereafter. So that is exciting news, but for now, let's talk a little bit about a laptop. Not quite a year ago, I acquired an Acer Spin 1 laptop, kind of as a supplementary work computer. The exact model number is the SP111-32N-P5MH, but that is, I believe, a Canada-specific model number. And if you're looking for this unit on the Acer store in, say, the US, it's going to have a slightly different model number. And you can go by the specs, which we'll talk about a little bit ahead of here, if you happen to want to pick one up for yourself. To look at, it's a very crisp, cool little unit. It's just over 1.4 centimeters thick, and the outer body is all metal. Actually, the inner body is all metal too. Like, you know, the deck around the mouse, or around the trackpad, around the keyboard, it's all metal. And for the most part, a really nice brushed metal look. There is some chromey polished metal around the hinges, but yeah, for the most part, brushed metal. It's got a bit of a thicker black bezel around the display, but that goes well with sort of the darkness of the brushed metal. And the laptop itself is one of those that can fold over past 180 degrees. So it has, you know, the tent mode that we've seen advertised. And then, of course, also all the way over into tablet mode. Hence the name Spin. All of Acer's Spin models can do this, by the way, including their Spin 5 Nitro, which is a gaming rig, comes sporting a GTX 1050. Anyways. On paper, the system specs for the Spin 1 aren't particularly impressive. The processor is an Intel Pentium N4200, quad-core chip, 1.10 GHz per core. And that also, of course, sports Intel HD Graphics 505. It's only got 4 GB of RAM, DDR3, and 64 GB of eMMC storage. So, spec-wise, it kind of sounds like it should be, you know, the term netbook has kind of fallen out of vogue, but that kind of maybe is what those specs evoke. The display is rather noteworthy, however, being a full HD, that's 1920 by 1080 panel, measuring 11.6 inches diagonally, and it can reproduce over 100% of the sRGB color space. I don't know if it goes all the way quite up to Adobe RGB, but it is a colorful screen. Definitely not what you'd expect to find on a small and, for the most part, budget device. The screen is a pen-enabled touchscreen as well, and the Spin 1 ships with the Acer Active Stylus, which works pretty darn good. It's not quite a Surface Pen, but it works pretty darn well as a stylus. And yet, despite the unimpressive specs, this little unit has really become my go-to laptop, my daily driver, as it were, for just about everything except hardcore gaming. It fits handily into backpacks that I use for work and for scouting, and the battery life, 9 hours or more as I typically use it, basically gives me the ability to complete even extended tasks when I'm out and about for the day. I use it to draft articles for the Codex and to publish them as well. I use it to record and edit podcast episodes. I'm recording this episode on it, actually. It travels alongside my microphones and mixer much more easily than my larger Asus laptop does. And it's much easier to bring along with me on, say, bus rides or to crack open on lunch breaks to get some audio processing done. And let's, you know, not even mention how much of a better choice it is to use on an airplane. And you know what? As a gaming platform, it's not bad. I mean, it runs any of the Ultima games flawlessly. And various Sierra and LucasArts games from my GOG library have no trouble running on it. Even Torchlight 2 actually runs pretty smoothly at 1920 by 1080. So that's pretty awesome. This model of the Spin 1, just for your reference, normally retails for around $550 Canadian or about $400 US. But you can sometimes find it on sale for a much more modest price. And all of that preamble out of the way, I just really wanted to take a moment and to use Bytes of Spam to, you know, just sing the praises of this laptop. Because again, like the specs themselves don't sound that impressive. Pentium N4200, 4 gigabytes of RAM. It's got Windows 10 installed, 64 gigabytes of storage. So, you know, I can't load my entire games library onto it, and it's not going to run the high-end 3D games. And that processor certainly does have its limitations, and I've run up against some of them. It's definitely a little bit slower on some of the processing tasks I throw at it as compared to the Core i7 in my Asus rig. But it's a sleek little laptop. The tablet mode is hugely convenient, and the size of it is just... On the one hand, like having a small laptop like this doesn't seem all that practical, but it fits into just about everything I would normally carry anyways. Work backpack, scouting backpack. So it can come along with me, or come along on camping trips. It comes along with me to work and I barely notice it next to my work laptop. It's perfect for using on an airplane. And because it's running, you know, a full version of Windows, like everything that I would normally do, I can do on this laptop. I crack it open on the bus and I can just draft articles all the way home or all the way to work. I can play games on an airplane. I can watch videos. I can even edit photos because, you know, it'll run Adobe Photoshop Lightroom reasonably well. And the screen is so colorful and probably actually one of the most color accurate screens I have in the house. It's been an invaluable little unit. And, you know, more useful things I think that has come into my life in terms of equipment and gear in the last year. So if you are in the market for a laptop that, you know, you're not going to be using for gaming, but you just want to use for taking notes and doing some other light to medium work on the go, I highly recommend this one because it's light, it's portable, it looks like a million bucks. It's a very sharp looking unit. And I've had one for almost a year now, and I'm just so happy with it. Enough that I wanted to sing its praises on an episode of Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug. So there you go. Well, this has been another episode of Bytes of Spam. If you like what you've heard, do consider supporting the podcast and the Ultima Codex, which produces it, on Patreon, patreon.com/UltimaCodex. You can also, of course, get in touch with us on Twitter at Ultima Codex, facebook.com/TheUltimaSeries, at Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug, or UltimaCodex.com. Or you can send us an email, UltimaCodex@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time, be virtuous.